I've had several people ask me over the last couple of months, why have you got it out for the sheriff? I mean, yeah, we agree with you, but why are you going after the sheriff? And I tell them, I said, have you lived in Kershaw County over the last 2 years? Did you see what Lee Bone did in the last 2 years? How about when Henry McMaster said, oh, it's a state of emergency. And he started locking down, closing down businesses, limiting how many people could go in restaurants, telling everybody they've got to wear a mask and social distance. And then Sheriff Lee Bone, without any question, comes out obeying all that. When they locked down the boat ramps, he was right there cheering for the boat ramps to be closed down. Even sent deputies down with DNR all the way down to the elbow to run kids off from the sandbars down there. What? And you ask why? Why question the sheriff? Then, of course, we get this recording of him saying, where your constitutional rights end at your property line with firearms. That means that he believes that the government can do anything they want outside of your property. They can restrict you in any way, shape, or form. What about the censorship? Him knocking people off the platform, deleting their comments or anything, any kind of dissent and all. Of course, he's stopped doing that because the attorneys told him not to do it because that was a violation of civil rights, but he did it nonetheless. But over this period of time, the fact that Lee Bone has followed every order, no matter how idiotic it was, ought to tell you something. And look, ladies and gentlemen, look at the world around us. Look at what the police did in Canada. Look at how they'd seize bank accounts and all. And you think it's not going to come here? You don't think under a declaration of emergency that it wouldn't come here? What if it did come here? What would you expect the sheriff to do? Well, this sheriff would definitely follow orders. Look at what he said when Henry McMaster came out and said all these restrictions. Lee Bone said it's the intent. The intent is not to violate your constitutional rights, it's to save lives. Lives. I guess he can't say lives. But listen to this.
Hello, Kershaw County. I'm Sheriff Lee Bone, and I'm sure by now all of you have seen our governor's new stay-home order. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this order. No, I'm not going to dig into the details of it. You all, it's out there. Everybody can read it and see the details. We all knew it was coming. What I do want to talk to you about is the intent of this order, because I think that's very important. First and foremost, the intent of this order is not to violate anyone's rights. That is not the intent of this order. The intent of this order is to save lives. The intent of this order is to save lives. Nothing more, nothing less. It's just that simple. Who could disagree with saving lives?
So in no way, shape, or form did Lee Bone question anything. He's an order follower. He doesn't know the Constitution. He thinks that government sets the rules for everything, and there is no violation as long as you're on your property. They can't get you for anything there. But as soon as you step off your property, the government can rule or regulate anything, and Lee Bone will follow the orders. The sheriff before that, Sheriff Jim Matthews, I spoke out against the same thing. It was Sheriff Jim Matthews that militarized the Kershaw County Sheriff's Department. That's when they suddenly came in with all the vests and the high-powered rifles and the pepper spray and all the bat gear that goes around on their bat belt. That was Sheriff Matthews. Lee Bone has continued that. Yeah, they changed the color of their uniform, and when they got new trucks and all, they changed even the stickers a little bit. But it's the same philosophy of everybody's a criminal except the police, and they want to make sure that as many people as possible are unarmed. They feel safer that way. Your constitutional rights begin and end at your property line. God gave all the rest of it to government, don't you know? Lee's been a hands-off sheriff. As soon as he was elected and took office, he put his best friend, Mr. Rock Coleman, in charge of the day-to-day operations. That's why you saw Steve Kanoffis leave. He was vastly more qualified for the position than Rock Coleman. Rock Coleman, he can't read or write correctly. And this fella is as qualified to run a sheriff's department as I am to run a space program for NASA. And Lee's a three-phone sheriff. And he doesn't get in contact with any of his deputies and all. He's busy on Facebook posting. He's got to post at least one thing a day. And St. Patrick's Day, look what he posted here. The leprechaun. It's an appropriate uniform for Mr. Frankie Lee Bone Jr. Yes, I used his full legal name that time, Frankie Lee Bone Jr. His bad hiring practices. As soon as he got in, not only did he hire Rock Coleman and move him into the highest position underneath him by doing away with everybody else, but what did he do? He hires Jonathan Goldsmith, with a known record of excessive abuse when he was at Camden under Lee Bone, where he was investigated, where he was told to go to de-escalation training. He didn't do that. He left there. He goes to Fairfield County. And apparently there must have been some kind of conversation. Go up here for a little while there, Jonathan. And then when I get to be sheriff, day one, I'll hire you back. He hired him back that year. That year, Jonathan Goldsmith was 60% of the excessive force complaints were on Jonathan Goldsmith. Now, Lee Bone had to know that this was going to happen. He had a track record. In other words, Lee Bone participates in the Thin Blue Line protection racket. We see it all the time. We see deputies that get in trouble move to other police forces only to spin around and come back again. It's over and over. It's the one bad apple rots the whole group, and it becomes a group mentality that bad cops float to the top and good cops are forced out or they remain silent. The same thing is happening in Kershaw County now. Now, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. has shown over and over he will fire anyone who questions the way he and Rock are running the joint. Look at Dexter Handy, Steve Kanoffa. The list goes on and on. Lee Bone does not believe in God-given rights. He believes government can infringe on any right as long as the intent is to save lives. Who can argue against saving lives?
First and foremost, the intent of this order is not to violate anyone's rights. That is not the intent of this order. The intent of this order is to save lives. The intent of this order is to save lives. Nothing more, nothing less. It's just that simple. Who could disagree with saving lives?
Is that what you believe? Is that what you believe? Do you support the idea government can shut down the world, lock you away in the house, shut down the boat ramps, and require you to wear a mask, or even require you to get the injections? Well, Lee Bone does. Is that the kind of sheriff you want? As times go on, as things get darker, as Joe Biden does his crazy thing, as the Ukraine war spins up, as inflation goes like crazy, as food shortages continue and get worse, what are you going to do? Is that the kind of sheriff you support? Yeah, I'm sure most of you thought that we were hiring a competent sheriff who understood God-given rights and the crucial role of the sheriff to protect those rights even from government infringements. At every turn, Frankie Lee Bone Jr. has shown those who dared to look behind this facade the wool pulled over the public's eyes and see he was and is incompetent to hold the office and, in fact, is a clear and present danger to the people who he claims and was supposed to be protecting. Look at medical cannabis. Lee followed when he should have led. Lockdowns and emergency orders. Lee followed when he could have led. Censorship of dissent. Lee practiced censorship when he could have led. The right to keep and bear arms. He followed when he should have led. In every instance, Frankie Lee Bone Jr. has followed when he should have been leading. He is an obedient servant of the state and will follow any order. Do you trust Lee Bone to protect you from your own government? Supporting Lee Bone is supporting taxpayer payouts for lawsuits. It's supporting lockdowns, business closures, vaccine mandates, censorship, and incompetence. Supporting Frankie Lee Bone is supporting the criminalization of the sick who use cannabis and must purchase it on the black market. If you support Lee Bone, you support locking up the sick when they're trying to get their medication. Is that what you support? The majority of Kershaw County, the majority of South Carolina, in fact, the majority of the United States of America want to decriminalize medical cannabis, cannabis in general. Lee Bone follows his thin blue line partners and does not support any of that. He supports state power. He'll do follow any order. And now you know why I speak against Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. I just want the best for Kershaw County. And Lee Bone is certainly not it. Till next time. Peace.
majority of people love us. But, you know, you got some people that are kind of on that fence there, and then they see stuff that just like, and that's all you're going to see is the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Your good stuff?
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, some people are like, well, hey, why do you always put stuff on Facebook? Because people need to know what we're doing. They need to know it in a positive way. They need our version of what we're doing, the true version.
Sitting deep in a lie, he's dead in his soul, but he'll keep you alive. Do what he says, not what he do, 'cause the truth is for him and the lie is for you. Sad little man, but he's treated like a god, as the faithless prayer to a fake and a fraud. Worship the man, pledge to his word.